Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. The Dream Center for Arts Education is celebrating its 23rd birthday this week, providing arts education to thousands of area youth for more than two decades. We're speaking with Executive Director Kevin Blackburn. How many youth do you serve?
Within the building at Fanning Street, we have 175 kids, roughly, every year that we serve. And then throughout outreach, we serve another 450. So it's over 600 every year that we serve. We have several different sites. We work at public housing sites and also community centers, working with city sites as well.
What are some of the course offerings these days?
Teaching artists propose what they want to teach, and then it's essentially a ballot for our students to choose from. So we only offer those classes that are popular. We know the kids are interested in them. There's everything you can think of, really, everything from the literary arts to theater, music, dance, pottery, painting. We try and do it all.
Are there plans for summer activities?
We are planning as if there will be a summer camp series for us. This past year, we offered the most camps we've ever offered, which was around eight camps. It'd be scaled down, obviously, compared to last year, but we're looking to tentatively start in mid-June, and hopefully we can do what we can then. We've already ordered supplies. We're trying to make sure that we've got all the precautions that we need to implement, safety precautions and all that, because even if we're allowed to bring the kids back in, we want to make sure we're taking those precautions. I guess the answer is we're working to make that happen, and if it doesn't happen, we're trying to be flexible so that we'll have alternative solutions set up. Now we're just taking the assumption that every semester we should have virtual opportunities for the kids and kits that they can take home, because who knows? I mean, this hurricane season this September might be another rough one, and we just want to be prepared so that if and when something like this happens again, our kids aren't left in the lurch.
I understand your annual benefit breakfast is a no-go.
We canceled our breakfast. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. It was scheduled for April 30th. We were going to have it at the convention center. As you can imagine, that's a very painful thing for us financially. It's our largest fundraiser, and as such, it's accounts for almost or just over 30% of our budget annually. So it's a huge chunk of the fundraising that we try to do every year. We've been fortunate to receive some generous support, some donations that have come in, but we still have a long way to go to get where we need to be and to allow us to continue doing what we're doing and serving our kids. They need us now more than ever. And
understanding that it's going to be a while before we get back to the new normal, are there other plans in the works for Dreams?
Moving forward, we're trying to really expand our teen programming. We want to make sure that we're reaching teens, and especially those who are on the north side where we're located. The north side is a community that's not always gotten the resources it needs, and one of our big goals is equitable access to arts education. So we're very dedicated to that. We think everyone should have access to the arts, especially those who wouldn't otherwise have that access. And we also want to try to ramp up some of our transportation assistance, because transportation is a barrier. All after-school programs know that well. And so we're really trying to make sure that we can continue to expand outreach, reach more kids, and bring the arts to them if they're not able to come to us.
Kevin says they're also looking forward to completion of hurricane-related repairs to the garage, their large multi-purpose space with a capacity of 300.
It's a very dynamic space. It can be used for a lot of different things. We've done screenings, we've done showcases, the student performances, which is obviously the highlight for us, but we also rent out the space, and it's been a great way for us to have a little bit of income coming in as well to support our mission. And we've done everything from DC Virgo's prom to the NAACP MLK breakfast.
Dreams is more than bricks and mortar, and Kevin and his staff are working to stay connected to Dreamers and their families.
We like to think that it's the amazing building, but it's really the staff and their friends that the kids are super excited about, and all that they learn while they're at Dreams. And social media has allowed us to really connect with them and do a lot of different things for them. Frankly, without the arts, we'd all be going a little crazy. But at the same time, we know that this is, I think, going to pretty permanently change how things are done moving forward. And my hope, I'm a bit of an optimist, so my hope is that people will come up with creative solutions. And, you know, they say necessity is the mother of invention, so we'll see how things go.
How can our listeners find out more about Dreams?
If anybody's interested in supporting us or learning more about our organization, they can go to our website. It's www.givetodreams.org. Despite the title, you can find information there as well. It's not just a source of donations.
We're wrapping up our discussion with Kevin Blackburn, Executive Director of the Dream Center for Arts Education, celebrating its 23rd birthday this week. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.